Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Do they deserve another chance? Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO, 10 past 12 on the home of the Twins. Dave, how are you at giving another chance?
I'm pretty spineless, so I think I'm pretty good.
You're pretty spineless. I am I'm a B, I guess it. Giving another chance. There are just certain lines that people in my life crossed.
Of course.
And they have not been given another chance. Like there are, not proud of this, there are a couple people in my life during a time in my life when I needed their help. I needed checking in because there was some really tough stuff happening in life. And these were two core friends who I thought had some selfishness in them, sadly. And they did, because they weren't around. And then much later, they checked back in. I said, remember when I would check in on you when you were going through stuff? Yeah, that was very nice. I go, where the heck you been? And our friendships have not been the same since. Am I wrong for that?
Without all the details, you might be.
Yeah. It was just a very low point in my life, right? And I probably should be more flexible about that because I remind people all the time, life goes fast. You never know when something bad could happen. These were important individuals. It just was something that I was just assuming. Like, if I would go through anything challenging, these two would be there. Maybe they weren't.
That's the question you ask yourself. If something were to happen to those people, would you regret the decision that's been made?
That's a very, very good question, right? It's a very good question. And there are times when lines are crossed and words are used and you believe without a shred of doubt they were used or actions, do they deserve a second chance? And there's context, there's history, there's expectations. So that's a side topic we could get into another time because this involves the Minnesota Twins. Are you willing to give this group another chance? Because we've talked a lot this offseason. Well, we talked more during the season last year. We have not talked a lot about Twins in the offseason, let's be honest. But we said when they made the trades, and it looked like they just were going to be terrible for a year or two, and fair or not, the poll ads were taking a lot of heat, and a lot of it was fair. Much more of it to me was fair than not fair. How would they sell tickets? How would they convince people? Well, they have made a commitment to keep their top three guys. At least for now, their top three. Who knows? Maybe Kiesel, who went healthy last year, was awfully good and awfully intriguing. And we were talking about ASU with Susie, also an ASU guy, right? But they've made the commitment to keep Byron, to keep Pablo, and to keep Joe Ryan. It's so funny when people talk about Joe Ryan. And again, very good until the end. It's like if you could have Pablo Lopez or Joe Ryan on the market, I'm taking Pablo just because he's done it more often. And he finishes the year. But there's way more talk. Well, Joe Ryan, like, have you forgot Pablo Lopez? I mean, when healthy, he was the ace and Joe was the number two. But then, you know, when they backpedal, when they put the team out there for sale, And they wanted like 1.6, 1.7. And then, you know, I forget, did Dan Hayes report it first? Who deserves credit on the fact that they had $400 to $500 million in debt? So wait a second. I'm giving you 1.6, 1.7 million, and I'm also getting this debt? Yeah. Well, maybe we'll now give you 1.2 million because we're not taking that. And eventually, Joel Pola and the Twins put out some release like, we're keeping the team, and we've added these limited partners. And I think it was almost, I don't know, once every 3-4 weeks on this show where we jokingly say, are there really limited partners? What's going on? Then Dan Hayes did scoop folks with what was coming. And they're now minority investors. Craig Leopold is part of this. Glick Family Investments. And George Hicks. News conference, by the way, set for 1 o'clock. We would like to get Tom Pollett on today because that's the next one we're going to go to. Joe Pollett's out. Tom Pollett is in. We interviewed Joe Pollett in the show maybe 3 times, and I'm not making any comments about how Joe is as a human away from interviews. Might be a great person. I'm not casting any aspersions there. But whenever I asked him relevant, I'm not even sure difficult questions, but maybe pointed questions, he was extraordinarily uncomfortable. Is that a fair assessment?
It's about accurate.
If you wanted to yuck it up with him and talk restaurants.
You could do that. Talk about his dogs. I remember his kids.
Dogs, kids.
When it got to the ball club, it was dodgy.
Dodgy at best. I mean, when we finished a couple of those interviews, there were some strange looks. Now, out of nowhere, after we all known it, right, because they hadn't signed anybody, when Jason goes down to spring training, what a great scam that is, by the way. I mean, my God, he Instagrams for his 400 other businesses, then rolls in the ballpark, whatever. Bravo. I mean, bravo. That's when Joe Pollett confirmed what had been very evident. We've cut the payroll.
Now they right-sized the payroll, Jeff.
Right-sized payroll, which was one of the dumbest decisions in Minnesota sports history when you consider the timing of it. You had lost and lost and lost after good to great regular season, but you kept losing in the first round. You finally win. You didn't beat, you know, the Big Red Machine. You didn't beat Ruth and Gehrig. You didn't beat David Ortiz, but you beat the Blue Jays.
Yeah, nearly world champion Blue Jays this year.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
That's fine. Same core.
So it's the
same core.
Same core. I don't know. Do we go to have to go back to Joe Carter and Paul Molitor?
I think if the Twins hadn't knocked them out, they would have made the series that year.
I can't prove you wrong.
No.
I cannot prove you wrong. And then a very entertaining series with the Astros. And, God, if I touch this mic, it makes that humming noise. And then you got to bring the club back together. And so Sonny Gray was the obvious one. Because all of a sudden, at the time, you got Sonny Gray and Pablo as your co-ones and Joe Ryan.
Pretty good.
That's very good. Carlos making plays. Not the play that you and Molly saw, but making plays. And that was the time they said, they're going to down, they're going to right-size the payroll, which I don't doubt that they have this debt, but I also don't doubt the family's worth billions. And that was the absolutely, positively wrong side to downsize. Roll that next year out. And if they stink, they stink. And then you know what you do? You go to Derek Falvey, who then is just president of baseball operations, because Dave was still there. Then you say, Derek, you're going to cut payroll for us by a lot. You do it. But you don't do it then. And that was on Joe Pollett's watch. And Joe kind of disappeared, and other decisions were made. And clearly, I have no doubt that ownership, no doubt, that ownership played a part in the Rocco Baldelli firing. Okay? I am very skeptical that Derek Falvey wanted to fire Rocco Baldelli. Now, I get it. You're there. You missed the playoffs. What was it, 4 out of 5 years, something like that? I think it was a little bit of Falvey and a lot of, in particular, Joe Polet. So Joe Polet is now out, and Tom Polet is in. Here is my one experience with Tom Polet. A mutual friend of ours invited me and my then-girlfriend, Jen, to go out, and it turned out the other couple was Tom and Lindsay Polet. And very enjoyable night. I found Tom smart, funny, likable, zero errors about him. None. Zero. Zilch. There was no Polad this, Polad that. None. I know numerous other people who know Tom well, find him comfortable in his own skin, good communicator, and to me, my assumption is we'll be much more comfortable in the spotlight. But what does that really mean? What does that really mean? Because we already have, I think, two statements out, relentless in a pursuit of a championship. And I don't fault one Twins fan for saying one of a couple things. One, show me. Because bringing those three back and adding Josh Bell, we got to come up with a different word than relentless there. Somewhat interested? What's below relentless by a lot?
Efforting?
Kind of efforting? Because two more relievers signed today. They have no one in the bullpen that from the eighth, ninth inning against a better lineup you trust. Zero. No one. Me, maybe.
I'm not sure they have a guy you can trust in the fifth inning when it's already slot ball time because you're getting drilled. Right.
Then I'm just assuming the game's over. Okay, yeah. But, like, they got nobody. So, relentless pursuit of a championship, add three good relievers. Let's go. So, prove it. Well, I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I just don't believe it. And let's get these other groups in there. I'm not convinced, by the way, this is a path. I heard Adam. This is a pathway, a glideway to sail time. I'm not convinced of that. Now, maybe we're going to find out something different at a 1 o'clock press conference. Okay? But I'm not convinced. I don't think Tom Polad, my gut, I don't know this. Maybe we'll find out something different at a press conference in 40 minutes. That this is, well, we're going to get realigned and then we're giving these folks an opportunity. None of the reporting, nothing I've heard saying this is okay. We're temporary now, but we're going to set it up for these guys. Are you willing to give these guys any more of a chance now that they have new investors and someone at the top, or are you done with it? Have you felt like since Carl took over, outside of a few times with Carl, few more times with Jim, and really no, well, I guess with Joe, they did sign Carlos, right? Mm-hmm. The second time, right? That they just, for you, it's just another poll that they're not going to spend money. Are you going to give them I'll wait. I'll see what you do. Or are you giving them an opportunity? Because all family members aren't the same. And does Tom Polad now have insurances from the other Polads to say, we're going to spend more money? We now have this debt cleared up. By the way, again, no shock. These folks who bought the debt have a portion of the team. They weren't. Here's Craig Leopold's going to come in. Here's $200 million, but I don't get any part of the team. The number of media people who kept saying that in this town made my head shake. I don't know what you were thinking. You're going to give money and you're going to get a piece of the team. Where are you? Are you willing to give the Twins a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance? How everybody changed the game? Are you like, no. I've seen it before. I don't care what it is. I don't buy it. For me to really get back involved, I need a new group. Where are you at? 651-461-9226. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think we can get this music theme.
Think you got it?
Yeah.
We have tunes about and by brothers.
By brothers.
Yes.
Okay. You're a ball guy. You know, you break it down. You're in deep. You got to scoff at me. You got to say, you know, at one point, you know, you call twins for a couple of years. You talk about living. I think you look down at me. I don't think you view me as really...
It's true. A
ball guy.
Well, me and Molly, you know, we meet for Chalk Talk. So once a week, he sits and listens, and I kind of diagram stuff on the board for him. Help him out.
Oh, my gosh. The thing is, he's got such a good sense of humor. I think he actually would do that. Dave, I didn't realize that. Okay, are you willing to give Tom Pollard and the new folks, another voicemail, for the love of God, Mr. Spam, stop calling me. With a different phone number 500 times a day. Spam. I don't like the food. I think that's it. Because I've said that Spam is not any good. Sorry, Hormel. I'm really, you're doing fine without me.
Thin sliced, fried up. Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good.
Weekend at Guantanamo. I think it's because I've criticized Spam, now I'm getting so many Spam phone calls. Can I get?
You deserve it.
I'm just going to say.
Minnesota company, and you're just ripping them.
Okay, here's a buddy of mine who I trust a lot who's talking about George Hicks. First of all, he's a gusty, okay? And, hey, I got a loan opportunity on that Spam. Thank God.
I'm sure
the rates. You know what? They're probably free. You know, here's $100 million for free.
Pay us back if you want. Yeah. If not, that's fine, too.
My buddy who I trust 100%. Great human being. Great. Says, George is an amazingly great guy. Okay. It's good to hear. You know, is he going to be okay in more money? Okay. So lots of texts coming in. What do you think? Are you willing to give another chance?
Yes. Yes, I am. See how Tom runs things. That'll be interesting. But more so, okay, now we know the investors, one of which, Craig Leopold, kind of has a big interest in the Minnesota Wild, and we know he's willing to put money into that organization. He really, really wants to win.
Yeah.
I don't think you bring in investors to lose. I don't think you convince investors to put a lot of money into your product if you say, here's the deal, we plan to stink for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, right. And it might mean stinking next year.
And
it might mean stinking for a couple years if you need to get the payroll where it needs to be to eliminate some debt, and then you sign some people. You hope, you know, people that you have drafted, that you do draft, make their way up to the major leagues quickly and can make an impact.
My point, and I'll stand by it, what I said about 3-4 weeks ago. If you're going to try to win this year, you keep Buxton, you keep Pablo, you keep Ryan, and you sign three relievers. If you're not trying to win, you trade Byron, you trade Joe, you trade Pablo, and you're going to get high quality young guys in return, and you're saying we're 2 years away, right? We're going to get high draft choice this year, high draft choice the next year, and probably the next year. But then maybe 28, ready to go.
Yeah.
So don't
go in the middle.
Don't go in the middle here. Tip your toe by keeping these guys in. Jump in the deep end. Somebody wants us to get Jiminy Glick on to discuss his investment in the Twins. I mean, okay. If we could get Martin Short on as Jiminy Glick, Martin, $5,000 to a charity of your choice. If we could get anybody on this, maybe this is one of our topics for later. If we could get anybody on the show. I mean, if I could get Larry David, and he's actually into it, and he's funny, for sure. If Letterman, into it, and funny, they're ahead of Jiminy Glick for me. But Jiminy Glick is third.
He's right up there.
Right?
In character. Got to be in character. Oh, not just Martin Short.
Yeah. Chatham Men at Target Field says, before COVID, this was only because my kid was singing the national anthem. I don't see this changing anything. Well, I'm reading your text. It's not about giving the Twins a second chance, about watching baseball for the love of the game. Chatham, longtime season ticket holder. This is the best news we've had since the 91 World Series. Is for swapping Joe for Tom is huge. And then bringing a group of savvy long-term investors who will finally allow someone at the table to comment for how far the Twins' morale has plummeted. More text. I put baseball ownership in the same campus corporation. Having the same family continue to own the corporation is equivalent to moving a poor CEO to the chairman of the board. The slate needs to be wiped clean. So many corporations ran by poor leaders. I get it, and that may turn out to be 100% right. But also, let's just think about all of us. How many know brothers who are incredibly different? Who, if given an opportunity to lead a holiday, to schedule a vacation, to do all things, do it radically different. Now, if it's the same payroll constraints, then it's meaningless. Outside of the fact that Tom would be more comfortable talking to the public than Joe, in my opinion. By the way, is Joe for this? Do we know how that played out? Jason DeRusser, he's your guy. Get Joe Pollad on today. See what he thinks of this. Zero trust in the ownership, texter says. They lied about spending for a new stadium was built. More text. Twins have broken the hearts of loyal fans by being as frugal as Calvin. Hire baseball people and stop placing family members in positions. Well, he's just the overall seer of the company. Let's see. Listen to CCO on the driveway. Thank you. Did I miss the first part of this text? Yeah. Yes. Like he points out just how often he listens to the Twins, including while he's in the driveway listening to the ballgame. Yeah. I want the story here, right? And the story is more compelling if they're interesting next year. Rena, always interesting. God knows if the phone's working. An injury. She traumatized by the holiday party. What other bizarre sequences happened with our friend Rena recently? We'll find out in moments. I'm going to talk about Aquarius. I want to talk about the best drinking water in the business. Today, Dave Harrigan, last time I checked, is December 17th. You might be in the middle of Hanukkah, right? You might have Christmas coming up. You might have friends coming over. We had my boy Michael over last night, who I love massively, his girlfriend Aurora. We were working that water last night. We were working that Connecticut drinking water system. Michelle made this chicken artichoke stew with some rice. Really good. And, of course, worked in that Connecticut drinking water system. You can save right now up to 25% and get the best drinking water system out there if you go with Aquarius Home Services. You also have the water softener. So when you do the dishes, spotless. When your laundry comes up, feels the way it should. When you get out of the shower, feels right. And even though it's nice out today, you still need that furnace. They'll work with that utility room. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. When the Twins won a World Series, AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
She is here right now, and let me mention, we've just confirmed this. It's going to be a short conversation. We expect to have a longer conversation after the holidays, but sometime early in the 2 o'clock hour, Tom Pohled will join the show. So we're looking forward to that conversation. How are you, my friend?
Super duper. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's get to the holiday party. Zero is complete non-factor. Never thought okay. He once. 10, you missed me massively the entire holiday party. 0 to 10. Never even crossed. I never crossed your mind is a 0. 10, where is he? The party would be so much better if he was here.
How honest do I need to be?
100% honest.
Okay. I would say 4.
4.
Because you know, when I walked in, I don't do a social settings very well, and so I was like, Chad's not here, so like I have to literally walk into a room by myself and try to find someone to speak to. But I walked in the room and very quickly found people to speak to, so it turned out okay, and then I never thought of you again after that.
Thank you. You know, I'm listening right now. I'm
no.
here, and I'm here.
You rarely listen when I speak.
Yeah, that's true. I was told you stayed with one group for about 2.5 hours.
Okay. I don't know if that's true or not, but
you found a group.
Several people.
You found a group. You did not want to, you're like, circulate the room. You're like, this is safe. I'm going to stay right here. And you
but
borderline,
that's my role, dude.
You were epoxied to that group.
Well, first of all, our boss's wife has a very interesting job, and so I did stay glued to her for a while.
She's very nice, too.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. She was my safe zone. She was probably like, please go talk to someone else at this point, but no.
Yeah. No, she texted me a couple times, could you call your friend so I can talk to someone else?
Distraction.
I was also told by Dave Harrigan that other people who you had not met came up to you and you said some version of this, I'm a TV star, leave me alone. Yes or no,
right?
Did that happen?
Come on, you know me better than that.
Yeah.
No, that did not happen. Would never happen.
Dave, yes or no?
I did not make that statement because I know she would not consider herself a star.
Yeah.
Correct.
She
Thank
is.
You.
She is.
Dave knows me better, clearly.
Wow.
Again. Yeah, and she didn't have to miss me because I was there, Chad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. He
company party over golf.
For a golf, yeah.
I wish I was there.
No, you don't.
You could have been there.
I could have. I could have. I could have. I mean, they could have switched the holiday party to the 20th or whenever. You know?
You're not that important.
No, I'm not. I didn't even try. Now, Dave has a story of an interaction between the two of you and Dave talking about schedules. Go ahead, Dave. You know the story better than I.
We were talking about Christmas break coming up and the kids. Her daughter's 9. I have an 8 and a 5-year-old. And, you know, saying, well, I've got the week of Christmas off, thankfully, because the kids are off for 2 full weeks. But, you know, we'll have to figure out the next week with childcare and whatnot because my wife and I will both be back to work after Christmas. And she immediately popped up, Rena did, saying, I would be happy to help out. I'd be happy to take the kids for a day. We could do something, set up a play date, whatever you want. And then she even texted me the next day, say, just so you know, I wasn't loaded. I'm serious if you'd like me to help. And it was very kind.
Can I just stop?
Yes.
I think the text is that I was loaded, but I will still follow through.
No.
I'll read it again. I'm not sure. But and now, after a couple days to think about it, no offense, Rena, I don't know if this is a kind gesture. Well, I guess it could be. It could be both a kind gesture and a threat that they might end up injured at the end of the day. I don't know what's going to happen with Rena in charge.
Before you answer, text. Okay. I want people to text right now.
Listen to him. Shush, woman.
651. Hey, a man is talking right now, okay? 651-461-9226. Look pretty in the corner. I'm talking right now. 651-461-9226. Audience, knowing everything that happens to Rena on a regular basis, that is, what we say, unpredictable, Dave? Is that
it might be predictable.
Might be.
Is there going to be an animal that bites my kids?
Yes.
I don't know.
Is a phone
that animal's
gonna,
gone now.
Is a phone going to stop working so there are no communications?
That could happen.
Could there be an injury?
Now, I get injured, but my daughter does not.
Okay.
So.
Could she go to a movie without the kids, right? Texters, would you, as willing and kind as Rena is, knowing the craziness that is the Rena Sargentopoulos life, also, here's another thing, Kevin, Dave, they could just go to the house and stay in the rooms. Because Rena leaves the house outside of work about once a month, right? Mm-hmm. So it's also possible. Texters, should Dave trust Rena with his two adorable daughters? What would you like to say? You now, the men are done talking. You now can speak.
Okay. Thank you, men, for allowing me the chance as a female to speak my truth here. I think it is an absolute shame that my good deed or my good thoughts and intentions are being twisted and turned in this way. I specifically followed up the next day with Dave to let him know that I was serious, because it takes a village to raise these children. And when I don't have in-laws in town, I don't have a village either. I just happen to be lucky enough to have the week off that he does not. So I was, in fact, willing to help. Also, P.S., and by the way, I have somehow managed to make a child get to the age of 9 without losing her, without having her break anything major. So I think I am an absolutely trustworthy person.
Among the texts, the kids would be safer with Macaulay Culkin.
You know what? My mom should just stop texting you guys.
Let's pause. More with Rena. Again, I want more texts. 651-461. Think of your young children. Would you trust your young children with our friend Rena Sargentopoulos? 651-461-9226. Speaking about not trusting, sometimes you may not trust yourself on the road. Sometimes you don't trust somebody else on the road. Sometimes you don't trust the house. Something bad happens to the house. Sometimes it's 25 below and a pipe bursts. Oh, that's fun. Had that happen. I told you that story, Dave, a while ago. That was no fun. You need insurance. And guess what? Insurance seemingly gets more expensive by the second. So when I'm talking about Amber Scholl and American Family, I'm not suggesting you reach out to Amber at teamscholl.com and you're going to have the greatest insurance ever and it's free. No, you will have the most thorough, comprehensive coverage at the lowest rate possible with Amber, who's been in this business for 15 years, the office I've trusted for 35 years, an entire team backed by a successful, longtime company where you want a person. So let's paint the picture tonight. You're driving home, you get in an accident. You want to just call 1-800 number and you get prompt after prompt after prompt after prompt after prompt after some other guy who really caused the accident is acting like a jerk. No, you want to call an office and get it figured out. TeamScholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Interact, compare what you have. I bet high percentage of time you're going to switch to Amber Scholl American Family, TeamShoal.com. Okay, our bumper music theme today, Rena Sargentopoulos. She's now on cable access, co-hosting a show with Fancy Ray.
That would be so good.
God, I would love to see that at least one time.
You can they do the spots together too?
Oh my God, I'm a DirecTV guy. La di da, good for me. So I don't see Fancy Ray nearly as much as I used to. Is he still on? Like, if you got the cable, is he still on a lot?
I'll see him up here.
No idea.
The screen's up here. Yeah,
we see him up here.
The meat market spot. He still does that one.
Yeah. Other local cable access stars. Who do you have? 651-461-9226. There used to be a woman named Tanya Zicardia, I think. She did a bunch of products and stuff. Who else is a local cable access star right now? Somebody suggests it would be like Snoop and Martha. Where do you stand, by the way, before we get to these texts, where do you stand on Snoop as a performer, Rena?
No, as a performer, I don't know a ton. He just seems like a delightfully lovely human being, though.
Yes.
My daughter watches him on The Voice. She loves that show. And he just seems like a gentle and kind soul.
I agree with that 1,000%. And he will be halftime, as we discussed yesterday when Dave's absence here. He's halftime for the Vikings-Lions Christmas game. And tremendous. I don't know how. Actually, I do. He's not going to go really with the hardcore early stuff. That would really show me something. If he did. But, I mean, that's one, Dave, where if you had said, what are we talking here, 94, 95? Is that about when Snoop was kind of popping up somewhere?
Sure.
Mid-90s? If you'd have said that when he was getting banned everywhere and ruination of America and all this, that, I don't know, when did the turnaround start, like 10 years ago or so? Well, like 20 years later, he would become America's darling. He'd be hanging out with Martha and doing all these shows.
The Olympics coverage?
Olympics coverage? Bravo. Like, well,
Bravo's
when I started the show with deserves another chance. Some people, I hope they've given Snoop another chance. Some of us felt like he was Snoop all the time, you know? Okay. Would people trust Rena with their children? Among the texts, I'm not certain I trust her with my daughter. Oh, by the way, she's a nurse and she's 41 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not making that one up. No, they did that. They did add, absolutely, I trust her. But I initially didn't include that part. Another text. I think you should just let the kids play in the knife drawer for a day or two. For the rest of the week, maybe they could volunteer at the county jail.
At least your listeners are funny.
Yes, they are very funny. We are reminded of that all the time. More text. I would have no qualms about leaving children in Rena's care. Can Rena host my 10-year-old granddaughter's birthday party? This is becoming like an event for you now.
That's what I should do. I should just go into party planning because I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. That's so good. I don't have enough. I want us to get to this briefly with Rena, but we need to get back to it later. Because yesterday, Quentin and his para, Nathan, who it's possible Nathan is the greatest human being I've ever met. I am so unbelievably lucky to have this kind, caring young man in our life who I trust with every fiber of my body, with my son, with his health issues. And most likely later in the year, Nathan is going to move on because he wants to get on with the rest of his life. And it's going to hurt me when I have to run him over with the car because he's leaving our family. Okay, it's going to hurt me more than him.
It solves nothing.
You know, but like Nathan's out there yesterday making this giant snowman, right? It's just what he does all the time. It just comes up with great ways. So, I love the kid. He's amazing. What kind of snowman maker is Rena Sargentopoulos. Okay, are you good at this? Did you dig in with the snow? Where are you at?
I don't know if I'm a good snowman maker, but we've made snowmen. Like, we have all the stuff, so, like, the hat and the fake carrot nose and the buttons that you can put on it and a scarf. We've got all that. So we've made snowmen in the past.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was good at it.
Dave?
But I would call that an art, and I'm not good at art.
Yeah, it's a little bit of art and science, right? Because the proportions have to somewhat match.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have you're picking the right time. I thought yesterday, probably today too.
Good snow.
Great snowmen making. How are you?
I'm not so good.
Not so good.
I can stack the, you know, what do you got, two big balls, three on top of each other, whatever it is. I can do that. But once you start to get, you know, you have to get the carrot in there. Usually, you know, half the face breaks off, and then we've got crying children.
Well, it sounded like you were doing it, like, with some vengeance.
You got to get it deep enough in there to stick in.
Why do you hate snowmen?
I mean, didn't he sound a little psychotic at that point? I mean, like,
Dave Harrigan goes crazy.
Yeah.
Snowman involved.
Snowman murderer.
I mean, you're gliding it in there, Dave. You're not, you know, this isn't
got to use some force.
This isn't an OJ situation here. Calm down.
Wow.
Always a pleasure.
That took a turn.
That did. I decided,
it usually does. Whatever.
I decided to go. Well, I mean, around the holidays, you want to bring up O.J. Simpson, don't you?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
He's on our Christmas card.
Okay. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.